How are you? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for you being on the line tonight, wherever you are tuning in from, whatever part of the nation, the world you are, have joined us from, whether it be in your place of worship, your home, in your car, at your place of business or work. We thank God for you in the prison and in the rehab, every minister, every pastor, apostle, and bishop. We thank God for you. We want to open tonight with a word of prayer, and then we will go forth with our announcements. I know that there is a word from the Lord tonight that will come through this anointed man of God we have on the line. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your very presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you that you have made us the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, God. We thank you for your vessel that you will use tonight to bring forth your word, that will bring forth your message to your people tonight. We thank God for him and for your anointing upon him and the power that you have entrusted him with. God, we thank you for every believer, every person on the line that has tuned in tonight to hear what will come from your heart and out of your mouth. We thank God. Bless each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen. Each and every one of you, we invite you to check us out online at faithambassadors247.com. That's faithambassadors247.com. If you are not already a part of the ministry, if you would like to learn more about the ministry, that's faithambassadors247.com. If you would like to contact us, any one of the leadership, that is faithambassadors247@gmail.com. Again, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. You can connect with us via Facebook, and that's going to be Daniel Faith Ambassadors. You can like one page and join the other as well. Follow the Chief Apostle Daniel Carter on Periscope, and you're going to find him at Prophet Bishop Daniel. That is at Prophet Bishop Daniel. Monday through Thursday, you will find us on Blog Talk Radio. Monday night is our Staying on Purpose broadcast. Tuesday night is our women's ministry. Wednesday night is our youth ministry, and Thursday night is our School of the Prophets. That's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Please join us. And people of God, before I bring this, let Tony bring this next song, if you would go ahead, share with your contacts, give the people of God on the line, share on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever mode of social media that you participate in, invite. Tony, if we could have 2 minutes of a song.
It ain't what you go through, but how many know it's how you go through it? Because at the end of the day, all of it is going to work together for you again. God came to rescue me, just like he said he would. God worked it
for my good.
Came to rescue me, all I can say I have.
Amen, amen. Praise God, everybody. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Staying on Purpose broadcast. Minister Quincy, are you there?
I am here, woman of God.
God bless you, man of God. People of God, this is an anointed man of God who I have known probably, what, about 3 or 4 years now, Minister Quincy.
I think 2010.
Amen. 7 years. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're doing the work. but he is an anointed man to sing, to preach, and to prophesy. But I present to some and introduce to others none other than Quincy Andrews. Go forth, man of God.
How are you beautiful people doing?
Great, great, great.
I just wanted to, what God has been dealing with me about, I've been on a personal basis, and I'm sure that everyone listening can relate to it, is living a constant life of deliverance. It's not a popular topic that a lot of us as Christians and men and women of God want to hear at times. We want to hear about God doing this and doing that. But God's been dealing with me about living a lifestyle of deliverance. And it's not a one-time thing. It's allowing God to have the opportunity every day to be able to deliver us. One thing that God dealt with the nation of Israel about, he commanded the nation of Israel in Exodus 13:2. He said, consecrate to me every firstborn male. Now, consecration, a lot of people get consecration and sanctification mixed up. They are similar. They aren't identical, but they both complement one another. And consecration is to separate to God and to set apart for God that which has already been separated from sin. So actually, if we pay close attention to it, consecration comes before sanctification. Sanctification is actually a divine act. So if we allow God and pray every day and say, Lord, I yield my will to you, we actually put ourselves in proper alignment for God to start delivering us every moment of our life. If we say, Lord, I yield my will to you, help me to live a lifestyle of deliverance. It's a very uncomfortable process, and a lot of us want to get up from the operating table of deliverance because it's very uncomfortable. It's very painful, and God doesn't use anesthesia. You feel it all. So that's something that a lot of us get out of. We have a lot of spoken words that are sitting, that are hanging over our lives, that haven't come to pass yet. And one of the main things that God was dealing with me about, he said a lot of the promises that you guys, that we have all received, whether it's been from a prophetic word or whether it's just been us speaking the written word of God over our lives. A lot of the times, he said one of the main issues and the reasons why those promises are hanging over our lives is because we don't allow him to deliver us. We don't live a lifestyle of deliverance. And going back to what I said earlier, it's not a one-time thing. If somebody's dealing with a certain spirit, that's not the only time you should pray about it and get delivered from it. We should always allow ourselves to live a lifestyle of deliverance. And a lot of people don't know, if we stay connected to God and stay in his presence with intimacy, we can lay hands on ourselves and get ourselves delivered. If we ask God, Lord, what, show me, what spirits am I dealing with? What's holding me back in my life? And so going back to what I was saying earlier, God said a lot of the promises that are hanging over our heads, a lot of it has to be with us not allowing him to deliver us and live in a lifestyle of deliverance. So if we would constantly position ourselves and stay in alignment and allow God could deliver us and say, Lord, you know what? I am jacked up. I do have this problem. I do have a spirit of infirmity. I do have this. I do have that. Then God is saying, okay, now I can work on you. But a lot of times we'll say, God, I want you to deliver me. And as soon as he starts operating on us, we want to get up from the table. So this is something that I'm dealing with personally, and I'm sure everybody that's listening can relate to that. If we stay living a lifestyle of deliverance and allowing God to do what he wants to do, we'll see the manifestation of a lot of promises and a lot of things that God promised us. They will come to pass. It will actually accelerate the time. Now, we know that God doesn't deal with time like we do. We deal with chronos. Time is in days, months, and years. That's what we deal with. But God deals with seasons. And a lot of us don't realize our seasons will accelerate faster if we continue allowing God to allow us to be delivered every day of our lives. And it's a real hard process. But one thing we have to do is we have to ask the Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need your help. I need deliverance. And I need for you to help me to be delivered. So I'm asking God that you would help me to not get up from the operating table of deliverance. Help me to position myself and stay postured in that position of deliverance for the rest of my life. I need it. Now, a lot of times when we're being delivered, whether some of us are married and we have children in the household or people that we're close to, a lot of times we end up getting delivered in front of people, and we end up showing who we truly are in front of people, and that's very uncomfortable too. A lot of people don't want to live a lifestyle of deliverance because they'll manifest in front of their loved ones and people that they're always around. But what God is doing is plucking out the root cause of what's going on with us. We want to deal with so many surface issues and sweep things under the rug, but we never get to the root. That's because we're not allowing God to help us to live a lifestyle of deliverance. And that's one of the main things that we have to do. Mark 2:22, it says, and no one puts new wine in old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins. So how can God bring in new blessings and things that we have been asking him for with the same old mind frame? That all of that is connected to living a lifestyle of deliverance. And if we can continue to posture ourselves to live that lifestyle of deliverance, God can use us so much more. There's a lot of people that God has used successfully in ministry, and we won't mention any names because we don't do that. But if you'll notice, there's a lot of people who have the gifts. We all have gifts, but we don't have the character. We have the gifts to get to the top, but we don't have the character to stay there. That's because us as God's people either didn't allow God to help us get delivered from those issues before we got there, or when we got there, we just didn't want to do it. That's all a part of deliverance. If we continue to posture ourselves to live a lifestyle of deliverance, then so many doors, relationally, husband and wife, friends, it does so much, and God can work with us. He can do, we tie God's hands when we don't allow him to deliver us. And also one of the things that's very important too, the Bible says in Matthew 5:6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, a lot of us don't realize one sign of hunger to God and thirsting to God is by saying, Lord, I want to be delivered. I need to be delivered. That's showing God that we're hungry for more of him. That's showing, a lot of us have hit a cap in the spirit spirit of limbo. We've hit a cap. A lot of us have hit a cap in the spirit, and we wonder, Lord, why can't I get past this point? Why can't I get past this point? Why does it feel like I keep going in circles? Like the children of Israel. And a lot of that had to do with deliverance. They needed to be delivered too. It's the same thing. If we will allow God to deliver us on a daily basis, we'll see so much manifest for us that we have been waiting on for a long time. A lot of people that live on this earth, we're all called to preach the gospel. We're all called to reconcile and get people saved. Not everybody's an evangelist, but that's a whole nother conversation, a whole nother subject. If we continue to allow him to help us to live that lifestyle of deliverance, we'll see so much happen for us. It says in Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So that scripture is, I have been crucified with Christ. That's a part of deliverance too. That's all in relation with deliverance too. I have been crucified with Christ. That's telling God that no, my Lord, my life isn't my own no more. It belongs to you. Well, if it doesn't belong to us anymore and it's God, then we need to allow him to get us delivered and live that process. I ask God every day. I said, Lord, help me do a spiritual, show me who I am. He said, do a spiritual inventory every day. And how do I do a spiritual inventory? By asking God to show me who I am. Whenever we really get in the presence of God, he'll show us who we are and what we're not when we're really in his presence. And so many of us, we repent out of habit, and we don't. It's like we repent out of habit, but where we mess up a lot of times is we don't really authentically wait on the presence of God to come in. We don't repent in the spirit. We repent in the flesh. And repenting in the spirit, you actually wait on God to show up. You wait on God to show up. And a lot of times when we repent in the flesh, we really wanted to repent. We really meant it. But we end up going back to that same sin again a lot of times because we repented in the flesh. And we didn't wait on the authentic presence of God to come in. Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. And that's something we have to do. Wait on the real presence of God and allow him to do what he wants to do with our lives. And if we stay in that place of deliverance, we accelerate the process. We will accelerate the process. I'd like to say a prayer for everybody. Everybody that's used by God, if you'd allow me the opportunity to be able to do that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you for every minister, every apostle, every bishop, every prophet, every servant, Father God. None of us graduate from servitude, no matter what title you may bless us to have. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now, God, that you would help us to live a lifestyle of deliverance. I ask, God, that you would help us. We yield our will to you today. And Father God, we ask that you would take over, that you would continue delivering us, Father God. Father God, we know that it's a very uncomfortable process. We even know, Father God, that who we truly are manifests in front of people that we really love, that we spend the most time with. But whatever the case may be, Father God, we want to be pleasing and fulfilling to you, God. So Father, I ask that you would help every person listening on this phone, that you would help us, God, to live a lifestyle of deliverance, Father God. Help us to position ourselves, Father God. Help us to live a consecrated life, a consecrated life, a life of fasting, Father God. Father God, if we live a consecrated life, we know that we set ourselves up for you to sanctify us, God. So, Father God, I ask that you would help us with this deliverance process. Help this to be a lifestyle, Lord God. Help us to live the lifestyle that you want us to live, Lord. I ask that you would break our hearts from the things that break your heart, God. I also ask, God, that you will please yourself through the things that you do in our lives, around our lives, and through our lives, God. You are such a wonderful God. I thank you, Lord God, that our lives will never be the same, and that every trap that the enemy has set before us, we come against it right now. We cancel every notice that the enemy has set before us and every demonic attack. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare, Father God, that for this day, Father God, this day forward, Father God, that we will see the manifestation of the things that you promised and the things that you desire to do in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Quincy. If you'll hang out just a little bit, we want to have a little talk, a little dialogue for a little bit. I have a few of our other ministers on the line. And so while they're getting off mute ministry, Minister Tia and Elder Britton, what was that first scripture you gave in Exodus? Exodus 13 and 2. All right. Thank you so much.
Right.
All right. Yes. And so people of God, the man of God brought to us the subject of living a life of constant deliverance. And so just listening, a few things that I picked up was that we have the character to go where God is taking us. However, not living a lifestyle of constant deliverance, we won't obtain the character to stay where God is taking us. And so the other thing I also picked up was deliverance, not getting up off of the operating table before God is finished with us, because it's like someone who has to take medicine and they don't want to finish the medicine because they feel so much better. Well, you feel so much better because you're taking the medicine, but if you don't finish the medicine regimen, then you won't get the full healing, the full deliverance that you need. And then the other thing I got was ask God to show you you. And it's vitally important. It's being in the X-ray room and seeing on the inside spiritually when you go into worship, when you go into prayer, and when you go in the throne room of God to be able to see. Allow God to show you yourself and see what he is showing you, because he can reflect back, but you be like, oh, that ain't me. And then the other thing was that the washing and cleansing and making us whole is part of the deliverance process, because he said that he would wash us, cleanse us, and make us whole. Chief Apostle, are you there?
I'm here.
Amen. Praise God. You have anything, Chief Apostle?
Thank you, Minister Quincy, for bringing this important word. I've been teaching over the past couple of weeks about living in the lifestyle of a believer, living in the lifestyle of Christ through the internal works of his lifestyle, not just the external works of his lifestyle. Today I got an opportunity to minister to a sister, and I was telling her that she was going on about how, you know, things have been hard and difficult and things like that. And I told her it's because you're living on the surface. You're not,
right.
You're not living under where you really are. You're not going to the root. You're trying to deal with the plant's ends, but you're not dealing with the roots. And you're not dealing with the problems that are, or the challenges that are really dealing with you. A lot of times, as believers, we are finding ourselves corrupted because we think that you go to church, you hook a masaka, you know, and you dance and sing a song and things like that, and you think that that's it. But no, it's the regiment of spirituality that is required, just like for, and I say the regiment, I'm speaking of the discipline of spirituality, the discipline of being delivered. The disciplines of being delivered requires you to do some things. Number one, you're going to have to change your mind. You're going to have to change the way you think. You're going to have to change the way you view this area of challenge or weakness in your life. The Bible says that all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. The man of God brought out how you have to seek God about you. I think it's in Psalms, I want to say 86, I believe, where the word of God, David taught us, he said, you know, teach me your way, Lord, because so many times we're trying to do this thing on our own. We're trying to handle this thing in our own vision, in our own insights. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So the brother brought out, the minister brought out a very, very pertinent point, because so many times we get locked into ourselves to the degree that we cannot see God. And this area of blasphemy is a lie, because you're lying to yourself, because you can't compare yourself with God or with anyone else. So you have got to seek the face God, of the face of God, in order to know his direction on your life. It's easy to look at yourself and say, oh, I'm a failure. Blasphemy, it's a lie. That's not what God made you to be. You're not a failure. You're not weak. You're not substandard. You're not the substratum of anything that appears to be broke, busted, disgusted, or weak, or bound up. You're not possessed by a devil. You are not any of these things unless you allow these things. If you allow these things, it's because many times we become stagnant. We become stagnant, and we become so religious that we easily become defiled. Religious being that we go to church and we do what the church is saying, and looking at the church and going to the church. But the truth of the matter, until the church is in you, you're still going to be left behind in some areas. So you're not going to get your full deliverance in church. It may start there, but it's going to have to continue in the bathroom of your home, in the garage of your home. It's going to have to continue in those areas of your communication. It's going to have to, that's the next thing, because when you change your mind, you're going to have to change the way you talk. You're going to have to change who you talk to. You're going to have to learn how to stop sharing your business to everybody. And in certain things, you're going to have to learn how to expose. And by exposing it, you testify about it. And you don't have a problem testifying about something that you've been delivered from. Okay, so it was masturbation. So you of course, you don't want to tell everybody you're a masturbator or you were a masturbator. But once you've been delivered from that, you in the right places at the right time to the right people, you can go into this issue and deal with this issue, because you don't want to hide this issue. You don't want this issue hiding in some closet and saying, okay, you go back there and do all the push-ups you need to do to get stronger and stronger while I avoid the fact that I had this area where God delivered me from. God delivered you for a reason. And a lot of times we get so busy worried about our outlook that we forget to deal with the root of these issues, and these issues begin to malign us and they begin to defile us. And the truth of the matter is they do a worse thing. They begin to define us. They begin to define us. They begin to tell us things in the secret corners of our mind that we could never get to unless we dealt with the subconscious. And the subconscious is another area of the spirit of God, or the spirit of the man. So you're going to have to use the spirit of God to clean up the spirit of the man. In various areas where the Lord has delivered me from over the years, it has required of me to just be bold about it. It just required of me to deal with it. That's why I don't have to run from an area of my life, because I'm not afraid of my past. These things have caused me or created me to be able to pursue the Lord in a certain level of intimacy and integrity, to be able to minister to others in a certain level of integrity and intimacy. I've never used drugs, but God has delivered me from, seeking hard after money, going after the wrong things in my life. So because I had my priorities messed up, God had to deliver me in that area, where he wasn't first. So what did he deliver me from? Idolatry, false worship, false gods. He had to deliver me from those areas in my life that were keeping me from being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, so that my labor would not be in vain. So I'm not going to take up any more of your broadcast, because the brother preached so well. I'm supposed to be getting ready for something, but I had to stay because I heard the sincerity. I had an eye shaking. The sincerity of the anointed behind the brother. And I said, Lord, I'm going to stop and listen at this burning bush. That's another area where we falter, where we fail. We're so busy. We don't stop to listen to the burning bush, to see what God is saying to the nation, to see what God is saying to me, so that I can know what he wants me to do. We're so busy that the bush is burning right in front of us, but we walk past that because we want to go do something else. We want to keep running from our enemy instead of dealing with the burning bush so that we can confront our enemy. So I want you all to be encouraged. This is an extremely important subject. I asked the minister to make sure that she dialogues this point, because this is how people stay on purpose, Minister Quincy, is they deal with their issues. This is something that's very, very relevant. Thank you for bringing this topic.
Thank you, men of God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Chief. Minister Tia, are you on? Minister Quincy, thank you so much again for your submission on obedience to God and delivering that powerful teaching tonight.
Amen.
Minister, you're there. Amen. And so, Minister Tia, did you have anything you wanted to add or any question you would like to ask?
The word was excellent. It was basically just a word of confirmation and knowledge that we can never get too high on ourselves, and that we have to humble ourselves daily and know that we can't go higher than God, so we have to stay in his presence and under him. And the man of God just delivered the word so well to just let you, just give you that food for thought to know that, like Chief was just saying as well, we can't get too busy and too caught up in our days and what we're doing, and even in this flesh and in this world and the things of the world, that we forget that, God would avenge us through whatever we're going through, and that we constantly are going to need deliverance. I mean, that doesn't stop. A lot of people think that, I'm saved and it's all good now, and it don't work like that. It really doesn't. And a lot of times, church people will teach that, if you just say this prayer, then you healed and you delivered and everything is going to be all right. And then when things start to kind of break loose on them, they don't know what to do. And then a lot of people fall in their walk, because they're like, well, God, I was out in the world and I went going through all this stuff like that, and then they end up falling and going backwards because they don't realize that it's a constant and daily walk. Like you said, it's a daily walk, mm-hmm. it's a daily deliverance. It's almost an hourly, a secondly deliverance, because you don't even know what might happen in a second. You might be all good 1 minute and somebody just do something and it's just like, oh God, you know, and you might find yourself resorting back to that old man, but then you have to ask God for that deliverance, but mean it in your heart and just keep walking upright in God and allowing him to guide you. But it's you know, the man of God just spoke so well, and he definitely you know, just touched me with everything that he said, because I'm you know, I'm that person that just constantly, Lord, please just help me and everything that I do to make sure that my heart is right. You know, to love your people. They're not my people. They're your people. Help me to love them and do what you want me to do by people and not what I want to do or feel the way that I want to feel. And because of a title or because of who I think I am, that I'm better than them. No, I still need deliverance just like they need deliverance. People might just need deliverance in different areas, but we all continuously need deliverance. And it was just a powerful word. And I thank God for the man of God tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tia. And Minister Quincy, closing question. How do we stay on the deliverance operating table?
Well, it all starts with prayer. We all know the Holy Spirit is a gentleman and he never forces himself on his people. So
right.
With that being said, what God has personally told me to do, and I'm sure it'll help everybody else, ask him, Lord, help me to live this lifestyle of deliverance today. Lord, I yield my will to you, so you're welcome to do whatever it is you desire to do. I know I have some jacked up ways, and I need you to help me. I'm just honest with God. He sees it all. We're not hiding anything.
Right, right.
So if we just be honest with God and just say, Lord, you know what? I don't know all of what I need to be delivered from, but you do. With that being said, I'm asking that you would start that process today. But I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help to stay on the operating table of deliverance, because I get up in a minute.
Come on.
I will get up in a minute because it's time. It's
yes.
Just like I said, God said, he said, Quincy, I don't use anesthesia. So he's saying, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel
it
all. And the thing about it, a lot of us stay away from living a lifestyle of deliverance, too, because we manifest in front of our loved ones we live with, too, or people we're around on a day-to-day basis. They see that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all a part of God getting it out of you. You have to manifest. He's getting it out.
Come on.
And it's very messy. It's very messy. Deliverance is a very messy process, but yet it's needed every day.
Yes. This is true.
No, it's
because
it's needed.
I've been in ministries where in the local body where I was part of the deliverance team. And let me tell you, you don't come in there with your Armani on doing deliverance ministry. You don't come up in there with your Jimmy Choo's on, 6-inch heels.
No, you don't.
You come ready to get dirty and get down on the floor and be ready to sweat. You better pull your hat back, make sure your cap on to the back. You got to get down in the trenches when it comes to deliverance. And if you have to do it with someone else and it comes to serving the people of God, then guess what? It's going to look even more messy, because what I'm even seeing right now in the spirit is when you clean your house, when you clean in the house, it's in disarray in the beginning.
Come on.
It's
right.
A mess. It's a total mess. And they're like, what you doing? I'm cleaning up. How you cleaning up and everything everywhere? But in the end, when the mess, when things have been moved and swept from under and things have been found that have been lost for months, same time, like you said, clearing the path. Deliverance clears the path, Lord have mercy,
right,
for some things to come forth and manifest that we've been
right
waiting on. But our
That's
lack
right
of deliverance has held it up for so long. My God, tonight, Jesus.
Decelerated. It's like what we're doing is going through a spiritual renovation every day.
Come on, come on.
It's renovation. Mm-hmm. Renovation is messy, but it's for
it
a
is
greater good. You see boxes all
yes
over the place, just like
end
you
result
said. It's spiritual renovation.
Yeah, it is. The end result is having the character of God, being made and fashioned
right
in His image and after His own likeness. And even Christ went through many things to be fashioned and to show
right
us how to be fashioned and made and after His own likeness, and demonstrating what that looks like in a human body, in a human form. It wasn't pretty all the time.
Nope.
So
that's right.
We have to take that into consideration. That is, like you said, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to smell good. It's sure
mm-hmm
not going to look good. But in the end, I promise you, there is a reward because of it. There is a blessing because of it that you will get to enjoy.
Right.
That's the part
right
that you will get to enjoy. Because if you're not enjoying the blessing, then you need to check the origination of that thing.
Right. That's right. And we'll see so many blessings manifest that we've been waiting on. I mean, it's just, it's amazing what deliverance does. It just does so much in every area. You know, and God will even manifest Himself to you even at a higher dimension. There's some dimensions we can't reach in God due to a lack of living a lifestyle of deliverance. We have to be holy. God, He said we need to be holy.
As He is holy, not in
right
our own holiness.
Right. He asked us
he
to
is
live a purified life if we couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If we
That's
do
right
it in Christ, once we get over in Him, like you get over in the tub and you become a part of the water, you got to get in Christ and stay there. Decide.
That's right.
It's a decision to say, you know what, I'm not going to allow nothing and anyone to separate me this day or any other
That's
day
right
going forth for that matter. I won't be separated. I'm not going to even allow myself, my mouth, my thoughts, my actions, my emotions, my mental state to be separate, to make me separate myself from God by doing, thinking, or deciding something that it goes against the will of God.
That's right. And God gets so excited when we say, okay, Lord, I need you to help me to be delivered. Help me today. Start the process today. And God gets so excited.
Yes.
Because He knows
yes
this, He knows our flesh doesn't want to. It's a hard process.
Right.
He knows it.
Right.
But we ask, Lord, help me with this.
Yes.
Help me
with and this. And I find myself often, especially here lately, saying, you know what? Lord, deliver me. I can't pray about or for nobody else right now. Deliver me. Wherever I need deliverance at about this situation or in my life, deliver me. I ain't gonna
right
talk about nobody else. Wherever I'm wrong, show me. Wherever I need improvement and strengthening, wherever I'm weak and torn down, build me up and strengthen me. Show me me. I find myself saying that quite often. It's like, deliver me. Every just about every day now that I think about it, I've been saying, Lord, deliver me. It's me. So deliver me.
And God can work. He can work with it. He's like, okay, I can work with that. I love that. And He can
yes
work with that.
Yes. And He does. And then He'll show
he
you. He'll show you after the deliverance has come, the improvement, the growth, the maturity, the removal of, because now you're stronger. Now you're wiser.
That's right.
Now you're healthier. Now you're able to do things that you wouldn't have even fathomed to do 2 months ago, 2 days ago, 2 years ago. And so now you're in a different place, and He can use you on a whole other level.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Even divine relationships that God wants to bring with us, bring to us. Some divine relationships and people that he wants to introduce to us. Well, that's all connected to being delivered from something too prior to him bringing that. It's every area. Every area of life is connected to living a lifestyle of deliverance.
Yes.
Because God will be, we'll tell God, Lord, bring this.
Not part of it, the whole man.
Right. Right. And we'd be like, God brings. He'd be like, nah, you need to be delivered from that.
Ready yet. Right. You ain't quite, your mouth or your attitude or your way of doing might get you in trouble. And I need you to be connected. But when I connect you, I need you to stay connected.
You're right. And you know what's so scary about it? And I won't hold too long, but what's so scary about it is God will still use you for the sake. Because some people, even the person being used, are amazed at the way God uses them. They'd be like, well, God must really be with me, and he must be really pleased with my life. Look how God used me and my gifts. That can be very, very scary because he'll still use you for the sake of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And you still be far away from him.
Yeah, gifts and calling come without repentance.
That's right.
If the gifts and the callings mean giving and activated, come without repentance, he will use you. However, being in the place where he takes you to another level in those giftings and those callings requires that constant deliverance, requires that constant thinking of his face, that constant being before him and doing the checkup from the neck up, the checkup from the inside out. Lord, what I need to fix, what we need to fix, what I need to work on, what we doing today, what we working on today. You know, what's coming my way that only you can handle or I can handle.
Right. It's kind of like Balaam, the prophet. Everything Balaam prophesied came to pass. But he, if you pay close attention to him, he served the god of Mammon. So he had a greedy pursuit. His heart wasn't right. It's not about him. It's not about somebody prophesying and they always be accurate. You can be accurate and still be far away from God, and your heart's not right. And that's the thing with Balaam. And that's all a part of that too.
Yeah. A good example of that is Saul. He got among the prophets, and that spirit of prophetic, that prophetic spirit and the spirit of being able to prophesy fell on him.
Right.
Because he was among prophets.
That's right.
And so that transfer, that is the other essential thing. Oh, my God, Holy Ghost, we got to go. That is the other essential thing, is that watch who we're among, because you trying to figure out why you got to get delivered from some things that ain't in your bloodline, that you ain't never wanted to do or participate in, or you never had a mind for before. Watch the company you keep. Spirits are transferable. Lord, have mercy. Okay, we got like 2 minutes. All right. People of God, I thank you so much. I pray this has blessed everyone listening tonight. I pray that your questions were answered. If you have any, if you still have some, please go ahead and email us at faithambassadors247@gmail.com. The man of God will be back. We'll be back on another time to minister, as well as his wife is anointed to minister too. So she'll be, I hope you're listening, Lorraine. She'll be coming on too at, when the Lord releases her to do so. We thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast tonight. God bless you, and may the Lord give you his choice blessings and the benefit that he has for you today. If you have not received them, that whatever stands in your way, you would lay them at the feet of God and receive the blessings that he has for you to be loaded up with on this day. God bless you, people of God. We love you. Good night.